Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Sabest video conference to discuss the results for the first quarter of 2021. My name is Mario Sampaio. I'm head of capital markets and investor relations for Sabest. Let me start by informing all participants that this video conference is being recorded. Presentation followed by the slides are being transmitted over the internet through the website, Sabest website, and through the NZIQ platform. The presentation will be available for download on the same portal, as well as the results for the release. We remind you that the questions will be accepted to the speakers only through the videocast platform. And before proceeding, we would like to clarify that any statements that may be made during this conference relating to the company's business prospects, projections, and operation and financial goals constitute the beliefs and assumptions of Sabest management, as well as information currently available for the company. Future considerations are not guarantee of performance. They involve risk, uncertainties, and assumptions, as they refer to future events and, therefore, depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. That is, investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future results of the company and may lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statement. Let me present today's speakers. We have with us Mr. Rui Afonso, Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer, Mr. Marcelo Miyagi, accountant, head of accounting, Aguinaldo Pacheco, our head of controlship, and Luis Tiberio, head of costs and tariffs. Let me now start with some considerations. Sabest reversed a loss of 658 million reais in the first quarter of 2020 into a profit of close to 500 million reais in the first quarter of 2021. This almost half a billion reais in profit was generated in a quarter in which revenue was strongly marked by the economic effects of the COVID-19 crisis. This is particularly positive when we compare to the first quarter of 2020, when these effects were relatively mild. This result demonstrates that the measures taken by management in the past year to mitigate the drop in revenue from non-residential customers and exchange rate volatility were in the right direction. Our expense control and management efforts, in which we highlight the positive effect from the 8.5% decrease in headcount, the transactions we carried out to reduce our debt in foreign currency, which fell from 55% in the first quarter of 20 to 21% in this quarter, and other measures taken last year to preserve the company's liquidity, laid the foundations for us to continue to finance our investments and roll over upcoming debt maturities. Investments made by the company totaled 1.2 billion on the accounting basis for the first quarter of 2021. That is 63% higher than the same quarter last year. This amount was possible due to the Novo Pinheiros project and also the water loss production program, both of which are hired, contracted based on performance. So they're a performance contract that incentivizes the contractor to accelerate the execution of works. The positive results obtained by the company's financial management, which is focused on facing the double crisis of 2020, in addition to the outcome of the tariff review process, were recognized by Fitch Rating Agency, which attributed the maximum national rating to Sabest in May this year. This triple A rating, which is also assigned to Sabest by Standard & Poor's in 2008, will allow us to face relevant needs, requirements for 2021 in better conditions, maintaining our liquidity and the pace of investments. In April, we concluded the third ordinary tariff review process, which approved an 8% real increase to the four-year cycle. In addition, the current tariff structure, which has been in force for 40 years, also changed and will allow a better distribution of the tariff load to retain and recover markets, subsidize the most vulnerable population, and reduce delinquency. The economic impact of the pandemic are still being felt on the company's results, and the business horizon remains marked by uncertainty and practically all the markets. However, the results achieved by Sabesp in this first quarter show that our operations are returning to our pre-crisis conditions. Let's move now to our slides and numbers. Let's here in slide three, we can see that the total billed volume increased by 2.3% in the first quarter of 2021 over the same period of last year, of which 2.2% was from water services and 2.3% was from sewage services. Excluding the municipality of Mauá, this increase was 2.6%. We remind you that Mauá's water supply was previously provided on a wholesale basis and shifted to retail in November last year. Note that in Mauá, the same dynamics occurred during the transition from the wholesale to retail services with that of the municipality of Guarulhos and Santo André, in which case billed water volumes dropped when compared to the previous volumes provided by the wholesale operation, and this is mainly due to the water loss we found in these regions. In terms of total billed volume by category, the residential segment was responsible for a 4.5% growth. The industrial, commercial, and public categories, on the other hand, had significant decreases of 7.7%, 9.2%, 16.6%, respectively. A situation that is still quite affected by the pandemic, with impacts on our average tariff. Let's move now to the next slide and go over our financial highlights. First, net income totaled 496 million in the first quarter of 2021, compared to the net loss of 657 million in the first quarter of 2020, strongly impacted by currency devaluation and the effects of the health crisis in the economy. Revenue from sanitation services increased by 3.5%, from 3.8 billion to 3.9 billion, and reflects the 3.4% tariff adjustment in August 2020, combined with an increase in billed volume. Net revenue grew by 15.7% as a result of construction revenues, which increased substantially in the period from 521 million to 1 billion this year. Cost, administrative, and selling expenses, excluding construction costs, increased by 2.1% and remained lower than the variation of inflation during the same period. As a result, adjusted EBITDA increased by 10.3%, from 1.48 billion to 1.64 billion, signaling a return to pre-pandemic levels of EBITDA. Moving on to slide five, our cost and expenses, excluding construction costs, increased by 2.1%, which was again less than the inflation in the period, as I already mentioned. If we exclude the effects of provision for doubtful accounts and depreciation, the variation in cost and expenses was even smaller, that is 1.7%. And again, this is a result of the company's management efforts. This result was also influenced by the 8.3% reduction in personnel expenses due to the 8.5% decrease in the company's headcount, driven in the last 2 years by the what we call here the knowledge retention program, which is necessarily a plant retirement and people replacement program that was concluded in 2020. General expenses decreased by 11.5% as a result of the lower number of lawsuits compared to the same quarter of 2020. On the other hand, we highlight the 18.8% increase in expenses with services. This is mostly due to the street paving and sidewalk replacement, reading of water meters, and maintenance of networks and connection. We also highlight 9.9% increase in electricity expenses. This is mostly triggered by higher prices. And last, depreciation increase of 12.11% with the operational startup of assets in the amount of 4.1 billion. Now let's go to slide six, talk about the financial performance. We start off with a loss of 657 million reais in the first quarter of 20, which was strongly impacted by the exchange rate variation, as mentioned. Net operating revenues grew by 635 million, mainly due to construction revenue, which was 96.3% higher as a result of the increased investments. Cost and expenses, including construction costs, increased by 545 million. Other operating expenses, revenue and expenses, including equity result, was positive in 12 million. Our financial result showed a positive variation of 1.6 billion, mainly due to the strong currency depreciation in the first quarter of 20. Income tax and social contribution had a negative variation of 573 million due to the increase in taxable income. And last, the result is a net income of 496 million in the first quarter this year. Let's go to our next slide. In this slide, we provide a view on our managerial indicators for revenue from sanitation services, operating expenses, and EBITDA, all this per cubic meter. All the indicators were calculated with the average values for the first quarter of 2021, excluding non-recurring items, and adjusted, all of that adjusted according to the Brazilian Consumer Price Index, we call IPCA. As expected, because of the pandemic and the overall economic scenario, the revenue indicator did not recover when compared to the same quarter 2020. On the other hand, the operating expense indicator decreased in the comparison period, a clear sign that our management efforts have reached the expected results. The level of this indicator, as you can see, since the second quarter of 2020, is below the average level observed in the historical series we're presenting to you. Finally, the EBITDA indicator was approximately 2% higher compared to the first quarter of 2020, mainly due to our control of the operating expenses. Now let's go to our slide eight. Regarding regulation, on April 8, our SASP, our regulatory agency, disclosed the final technical note with the calculation for P0, maximum average tariff, and X factor. In addition, also disclosed the new tariff structure, making the beginning of a new four-year cycle. The final P0 was set at 5.12 cubic meters, reais per cubic meter, based on prices for February 21. As for the regulatory asset base, the final amount set was set at 55.9 billion, which included the municipality of Santo André in the amount of 1 billion, which, if you recall, was not included in the preliminary technical note, and also the reversal of 3.2 billion in the net assets that were disregarded in our long-time discussion related to the first tariff review. Also note that this value sums up to the 1 billion that had already been recognized in the second ordinary tariff review, which then we recovered 4.2. We received approval for tariff adjustments in 2020 as follows: 7.6% for the residential and non-residential segment, minus 1% for the social residential segment, and 5.45% increase for the wholesale segment, all of which became effective as of May 10. This is just about a week ago. In addition, the real adjustment, that is the adjustment above inflation for those categories, for the residential category, for 22, 23, and 24, were set at 1.5, 3%, and 4.6%, respectively, along with an increase in the number of beneficiaries in the vulnerable residential category and the resources earmarked to promote commercial programs to attract more customers in the commercial categories. As for the new tariff structure, assessed redefined customer groups, changed the billing structure by introducing a fixed portion to the tariff, unified tariff tablets charts to partially reduce subsidies between regions, and segregated tariffs according to the service provided for water, sewage collection, and sewage treatment. ASESP also established maximum and minimum limits for variation in revenue. The limit was established at a range of plus or minus 2% of the permitted revenue. Amounts that eventually exceed these limits will be compensated in the next annual tariff adjustment, what brings good security against the lack of revenue predictability, especially with the structural changes that will come effective in 2022. This is because this year, 21, tariff will still be based on the current tariff structure, but will include the mechanism anyway that we just mentioned. Finally, it's also worth remembering that X factor was set at 0.21 per year for this cycle, where in the last cycle it was set at 0.69. No, we don't have more slides, but we do have more comments. First of all, regarding the water situation, on our last call we discussed how rainfall indexes are below the historical average, a situation that probably will not be reversed in the coming month, given that this is the dry season. From the month of January to March this year, rainfall and affluences, meaning the water that flows into the reservoirs, were below the historical average. Even so, the water availability in the metro region of São Paulo for metro region water systems are at what we consider adequate levels to cross during this dry period until the beginning of the what we call the rainy period as of October. And the reason is, as we mentioned before, are the big investments we made that have significantly increased the water security levels since the last this big water crisis of 14 and 15. Another comment refers to the submission on April 21 by the State of São Paulo Executive Branch to the State of São Paulo Legislative Branch, Bill number 251, that deals with the regionalization of basic sanitation in the State of São Paulo, that is breaking down the state into regions to be operated by service operators. The bill proposed by the government contains four regions called units for the supply of drinking water and sewage service. In Portuguese, it's URAEA. It's called URAES, in which unit one, it's called Southeast Region, is composed of all the municipalities operated by Sabesp that already have contract signs or that are located in the greater metropolitan region. There are more than one metro region in São Paulo. So essentially, unit one is Sabesp today. The company is monitoring the proposal, which is being conducted on an urgent basis to meet the deadline that was defined by the law. This is the Sanitation Law 14,026, which is not far from now, that is July 15. There are currently 12 proposed amendments to the bill, one of which is questioning the criteria for the formation of these URAIs in specific case because it did not take into consideration the limits of hydrographic basins. In addition, you have to remember that other regulations derived from the new sanitation law should follow in the coming month. They are key to the process and will clarify issues such as the rules of transition for municipalities operated without contracts, the definition of the methodology for operators to certify economic and financial capacity to provide the service, and third, the rules for the indemnity of assets not depreciated or amortized, among others. This is very key to the sector. Our last comment refers to the two material facts released on May 2 and 5, referring to the possibility of Sabesp participating in a special purpose vehicle to be formed by Iguá Saneamento to explore SEDAI's Block 2 concession. As disclosed, Sabesp had no cost option to join, had the option to join at no cost with a minority stake, the special on the minority stake on the special purpose vehicle controlling this block. Note that if we had exercised the option, we would have had to participate in the payment of capital and other resources needs required by the project in proportion to our stake and under the same terms as Iguá. However, after confirming Iguá's victory in Block 2 auction and analyzing the final terms of the auction, we decided not to exercise this option. As everyone knows, Sabesp continues to evaluate opportunities to participate in sanitation auctions in Brazil and informs that it has not signed an exclusivity agreement with any operator and/or investor, a condition that leaves the company free to choose the best participation model, entry model, etc. Well, this concludes our comments and presentations. We all like to open now for questions and answers. Let me check here. Let's see how we are. Okay. Seems no questions so far. Let me check in. Just checking. No. Any questions? Okay. Still nothing. Let's give everybody a little bit more time. Miss Julia, I think your microphone is off.
Oh, yeah.
Should we wait a little bit more, Hui, or would you already take over for? Eu fechei. Rui, na verdade você tem que reabrir, Rui. I think Mr. Afonso has freezed. Let me see. Yay. He disconnected. I think he hit the wrong button, guys. He must be showing up. In the meantime, we wait to see if anybody wants to make some questions. Okay. I think we have one question, but let me check why Mr. Afonso has not rejoined us. I ask my colleagues, maybe call him, see if there's anything happening.
I can call him.
Okay, great. Okay, I see there are questions. Let me, there's a, one question. But Hui, you're back.
I'm back.
Okay, in the meantime, we have a question. Okay?
Right.
Okay, let me go to the question. Essentially, it's Emmanuel Griffin from Griffin Music, Manny Griffin Music. The question is, what's the most recent growth opportunity that you find most valuable in the coming months?
Good question. In the coming a month is a very short time for businesses like water and sanitation. For us, short term is something up to 1, 2 years, 3 years. It's not a really fantastic opportunity in 1 month time period. In the next few years, we devise that so many big opportunities are ahead of us, especially in increasing our productivity related to water losses reduction, automatization of our plants, automatization and integrating to cell phones using WhatsApp and other web devices to pay, to receive, to make our connection of our bills and things like that. Basically, automatizations are huge opportunities for us to grow. And always we are looking and take a good valuation on the new concessions opportunities. But this takes time. As I said, in water and sanitation, it's nothing to be a huge growth opportunity in just 1 or 2 months.
Okay, let me see if we have another question. Guys, check if we go for it. Yes or no? Let me see if there's enough, a new question. Yay, quick.
Two questions. I cannot see the last
one. Okay. Okay, there's a question here. Seems a simple question. Let's see if we can address it. Maybe it is, the question comes from Dashaun Jennings from Robinhood. The question is the water also being filtered and cleaned through the water lines you're using? How can we answer that? Okay, let me...
Our water is it's cleaned in our water treatment plants, not in our distribution systems. So we clean our wholesale water in our water treatment plants with cleaning material chemicals, and we distribute it cleaned, so you can drink potable water from directly of our taps here in São Paulo. That's to be very straight to the point answer to your question.
Okay. Good. For example, like right now.
Exactly.
Okay. Seems no more question, Mr. Alfonso.
All right.
The word is on you.
All right. If there's no more questions, I believe that the IR team has been doing a very good job in order to clarify on time all the questions you had in the past or you may have right now. So we are ready to help you and to discuss with you all the questions you have with Mario, Angela, Juliana, all our team of IR here in Sabesp. Thank you very much to join us in this first quarter conference call of results, and hope to see you all soon, hopefully in person after this pandemic crisis. Thank you very much.